My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Bills coach Sean McDermott, his press conference is underway. He has already stated that Josh Allen is cleared to practice, but Taron Johnson will miss the Miami game.
With Taron, I don't know his timeline on when he'll be back. So we're still doing some further research on that. But as far as other questions go related to injuries, I'm not going to go any further than I've already gone. So,
hey, Sean, on Josh, will there be any limitations on him taking snaps?
Yeah, I don't think so. He was able to do it, and so we'll just see how it goes today more than anything. So, yeah, I thought Cam really did a great job. Another guy that stepped in to a role that he was not in to begin with, and in the starting role there. And Jamarcus, as I mentioned after the game, I thought did a great job. Cam Lewis did a great job. And there's several others that did the same thing. So I'm really impressed with how hard the guys prepared during the week, and then they stepped in when they were called.
I know the schedule's the schedule, but what are the challenges in having a short week in their week two with a team that still looks like it's gelling, and now with all these injuries coming out, with new pieces out of the back?
Yeah, it's just another challenge. You know, our guys we're kind of used to that, and our guys, it's important that the best thing we can do is control what we can control right now, and that's who's playing where and in what spots, and then getting ourselves as ready to go as we can for a divisional matchup in Miami and against a really good football team.
How important were the halftime, the halftime adjustments that you made, how encouraging was it that you were able to get the answers? You probably want to get the answers in the second quarter, but to get to the answers on defense to affect the game that much in the second half?
Yeah, like I said, part of a new team is also part of a new staff in some ways, and you want to be able to say, hey, we've been able to answer some of the questions or grow through some moments that come up like that. And to be able to make adjustments in our first game, I think was big for us as a staff, and for those adjustments to work, and then also for the team as a whole to be in a close game, which most games in the NFL are. And then, obviously we fell behind early, but to keep our poise and to just really trust that, hey, we'll find our way back, and the players did a phenomenal job of doing that.
Sean, you go up 31-20, I think it was, after that touchdown, and feeling maybe pretty good there, and then that kick return happens. I know you said you wanted to watch it on film to identify that a little bit more, but that kind of error on special teams really opened it up to being a game again. Yeah. What went wrong, and how troubling is that?
Well, I thought that there was too much return yardage to begin with before the returner was met with any type of confrontation, let's call it, right, for lack of a better word. And then we had three or four guys right there to make the play, and we didn't make the play. And so we got to do a better job. I got to do a better job putting them in position, and then when they're there, we got to make the play. So we looked hard at that this morning, and it's an area of concern, and it's an area that we have to make sure that we shore up between now and the game here coming Thursday. So there's four plays right now, four plays on special teams that are big time factors: punt return, and now kickoff and kickoff return. So that was a pivotal moment in the game for us.
You know, the first three quarters were probably pretty clean in that regard, but then the kick return happens, the kick goes out of bounds at the end, which gives them really good field position. Yeah. Does that just kind of underscore that, you know, that phase of the game has got to be clean for you guys going forward?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the research is, Jay, on around the league from week one yet. We're still kind of gathering that, and I'm trying to sort through right now the other important information I'm dealing with. But, we're going to make sure that we're, researching that and seeing what the trends are. And, I mean, it's a new play, right? And so right away in week one, it wasn't this way necessarily in the preseason, I would say, but we're seeing in week one that, hey, this is real. And in a pivotal moment of the game, that game changed fast, right? And so we can't let that happen, number one, and we've got to have more urgency there.
Sean, what did you think about the way your linebackers and secondary worked together?
Yeah, I mean, in the first half, I didn't feel like we played very well. I didn't feel like we coached very well. And that starts with me. I didn't think we... I felt like we were doing a lot of reacting and waiting for them to do things instead of us being the aggressors, right? And so at halftime, again, the coaches did a great job, and the players came out and played aggressive, and I think that was shown. I think the first defensive series was 3-and-out and finished with a sack, I believe, on third down. So the crowd got into the game, and we got into a rhythm there, which was important. You know, we got to do that earlier in the game, let's say. So I just felt like we were on our heels too much.
Along that same line, what was your evaluation of Jordan Williams' performance?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. Really, I know he started a little bit last year, I believe, but really hasn't had a ton of playing time other than preseason this year. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I thought Dorian was really growing through the course of the game and getting more and more comfortable as the game went on, in particular on first and second down. And then he was on the field in the last drive of the game where we won the game.
Hey, Sean, tough slate for Torrance this year with penalties. How do you think he'll respond to that?
For Saibo? Yeah. We had multiple penalties that I thought hurt us, really. You can't beat yourself. It's hard enough to win in this league. And then when you're beating yourself with especially pre-snap penalties, those are non-negotiables. You can't do that and expect to win.
John, Curtis Samuel's snaps were a little lower than maybe what we expected. Was that any residual from his toe injury earlier in the year, or is that just
anywhere? Yeah, just overall how the game was flowing. Good to get guys involved, multiple guys involved. So I thought Curtis did a good job.
How did you feel about some of the rush contain issues against the Cardinals? How important is it to clean it up against the Dolphins team that likes to hit the edge?
Yeah, I mean, that's important. That's what I mentioned earlier about not playing well enough in the first half on defense. Again, glad we made those adjustments. And the players look like they got into a rhythm in the second half. And some of that comes from just kind of waiting, like I said, waiting for Kyler maybe to try and get out of the pocket instead of going to get him in an aggressive fashion. And so, look, it's first game, so there's a lot of unknowns, and you haven't been back in the saddle for some of those guys in a while. So I'm glad we played ourselves through it and coached ourselves through it. But we got to be better overall in terms of affecting the quarterback. And also making sure we keep contained.
Coach, during a short week like this, what's the balance between making sure your team gets the rest it needs and then also preparing for a team like Miami, who's known for being very fast?
Yeah. No, they got probably the best team speed in the league and in all three phases, quite frankly. So it'll be a big challenge for us going down there. And they're a really good team, a lot of talent, well coached. Good special teams as well, and we know what we're going into down there. And on a short week in particular, we got to make sure we get our rest here and make sure we're ready to go.
Sean, Rousseau was at almost 80% snaps. That's rarely seen for you. With how much you like to rotate up front, is that a reflection of maybe how he was playing in the game?
Yeah, a little bit. Just managing that too, and I'm just trying to be smart with how much he is playing and. I mean, it's a long season too, right? So, but Greg's young, and he was rolling there. So, I thought coaches did a good job of letting him roll.
Coach Brandon Coppington is supposed to be his first return in the game. What are your thoughts on the kind of weapon that he can be and that he is for his team?
Well, right now it's one game and a couple returns, so I'm just real proud of him and the way he handled our environment, number one, and the weather. I think some people don't realize how hard it is to catch, a punt or a kickoff with the wind blowing the way it was blowing yesterday. So he put in the work leading up to the game, and it showed. I mean, to have that type of play in your first snap in the NFL is pretty impressive. And he's just a guy that puts in a lot of work, like I said, and believes in the process. And I'm sure, like all of us, he's trying to just make the adjustments going into week two. Good. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bills coach Sean McDermott live at the stadium. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Josh Allen cleared for practice, but no Taron Johnson this week for the Thursday night week two matchup with Miami. Everything else?
Fine.
Pretty much what you'd expect.
Yeah. So, obviously, great news on Allen and tough news on Johnson. And now, I don't know how ominous... to take how he sounded about that. Like, no timeline yet. It sounds to me like that means they're trying to figure out just how severe it is, and they maybe don't know yet. I mean, it's possible they know, and he's just not wanting to say. But that's a big – I mean, this week, with that passing game and with that speed, you'd like to have everyone, of course. I thought Cam Lewis did a really nice job as that game went on, but Johnson is one of their most valuable defenders. So big loss with an opponent that is really proficient at finding space and mismatches and exploiting you. So I think that they've got their work cut out for them without him. Like, Johnson is the one guy that I feel like never leaves the field for them.
It is not good. Miami is so concentrated. It's a test on your outside corners with Hill and Waddle. What they did, I don't know everything about this yet, but I know some of what Miami did yesterday is use Achan in a receiver role. And they had Mostert, and Achan still had some rushing work, scored a goal line touchdown. But Jonnu Smith, who I thought was kind of interesting there, if they wanted to start to use a tight end this year, basically just was not relevant in their offense. So it's still, and Waddle got hurt again. He went back in. That's what right. always happens with Waddle.
He got evaluated for a concussion, yeah.
But he returned to the game, had a big catch. Yeah, I think the Dolphins are pretty much the Dolphins. Eric Wood coming up at 4. We'll take a break here. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.